from the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington. This is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Our topic today, downtown development in Wilmington. What's the best way to grow while staying true to the Port City's historic legacy? And what are the challenges to growth downtown we still face? With historic preservation tax credits hanging in the balance, even the outcome of the film incentive holding some sway over the economic future of downtown, local leaders could soon have to find new ways to independently develop the vision of a thriving, historic, culturally diverse waterfront urban area. On today's Coastline, we'll explore what that vision for the city's downtown area really is, what leaders are doing to make the vision a reality, and the peculiar challenges they face. Joining us now in the studio is the president and CEO of Wilmington Downtown, Inc., a nonprofit that is partially funded by the City of Wilmington and New Hanover County, WDI's mission to promote the economic growth and development of downtown Wilmington. Ed Wolverton, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. I was really liking that intro music.
Well, isn't done. It fun?
Absolutely.
Yes, downtown. Yes.
Absolutely.
During the next hour, you're invited to join our discussion. Do you shop, eat, live in the downtown area? Are you a fan of the historic district? Do you avoid downtown? What would a vibrant downtown Wilmington look like through your eyes? Give us a call, 910-343-1138, or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at @CoastlineHQR. Ed Wolverton with Wilmington Downtown, Inc. Let's start first by defining the downtown area. What are we talking about?
Well, in our view, we tend to use the river, of course, as our eastern boundary. The Isabel Holmes Bridge and the Memorial Bridge is our two north-south points. And then we get to, I guess I should say the river was actually our west. So then we get to the real question point, which is the eastern boundary. I use Fifth Avenue. As you think about land use patterns, as you start crossing Fifth, it really does turn much more heavier in terms of residential uses as opposed to commercial, whether it's office or even retail. But I've been challenged on that. Many people have said downtown's actually much bigger. For instance, the Residents of Old Wilmington is another group that's been around quite a while, a civic organization. They define downtown as 8th Street. And yet we also could have people in Carolina Place or some of the other neighborhoods in that area going out to maybe even 21st, 23rd Street. Some of them actually define themselves as being in downtown. It's part of the historic district. We have several historic districts in our community, and that historic district does expand out to there. So that is another boundary that some people have established. I've had other people who live in the South Front apartments that were done a few years back on the other side of Greenfield Lake Amphitheater. They have proclaimed to me that they are downtown. So in some respects, it's as much of a mindset as anything.
So there are a lot of terms used around this. The urban core, the central business district, and then there's a community and a neighborhood feel. So it sounds like, based on what you're talking about, those boundaries could change.
Yes. The classic definition that many people use is central business district. And in fact, the city has a zoning distinction called the central business district, CBD. And it's actually even a little bit smaller than the area I described to you, the Fifth Avenue. It does, as you go to the south, past Dock and Orange Street, it actually narrows down back towards the river, so it gets much smaller. But in the scheme of things, I think many people really define it as where you've got a very urban feel to it. You may have a mix of uses. It could be certainly residential, but a commercial component is quite big to that. But when you look at some of the residential, it's tightly defined. It's on very smaller lots. You don't typically have the yard with a half acre of grass to mow. It's much more compact and dense. So when you apply that kind of definition, it's very easy to see how you can expand out a little bit further than bridge to bridge and Fifth Avenue. It actually can go bigger than that.
Let's talk a little bit about Wilmington Downtown, Inc. and why you're here and what you're doing. Why do we even need an organization to oversee the development of the downtown area specifically?
Well, it's important to have an entity that is focused on, one, protecting investment that's already been made in downtown. We have, when you think about the public side, if you think about city and county government, we as taxpayers have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in downtown, whether it's roads, water lines, sewer lines, police stations, fire stations. all that infrastructure, all that public investment has already happened in the downtown, so it makes sense to us to have someone in place to help maximize the use of that. From a private investment perspective, again, the same thing. When you look at all the buildings, who owns those buildings? Well, it's individual people or corporations, but it's people that are paying taxes and people that are building the economy. There are businesses housed in most of these buildings, and there are some residentials in there as well. But when you look at the investment from the private sector, again, you want to maximize that investment. You want to have that contribute to your overall tax base. And so those are two big reasons, but also it's a point of civic pride and a point of civic identity. It is the one place in the community that is distinctly ours. Our downtown is different than downtown Charleston, from downtown Winston-Salem, from downtown Greensboro. And every community, their downtown is all a little bit different. Sure, there may be some common elements, some common pieces, maybe even some similar architecture. But at the end of the day, there's only one place that is our downtown Wilmington. And so we need to be stewards of that existing investment that's here and also recognize that it's a very powerful economic base for our community. And we need to make sure that it is economically thriving because of the number of businesses and the number of jobs it supports.
We're talking about developing downtown Wilmington. What's working? What's missing? And how do you envision the area's downtown? Give us a call at 910-343-1138. Ed Wolverton from Wilmington Downtown, Inc. I have an email from Lori. She says, how can we direct energy into one of the most often overlooked elements in historic preservation, the older residents of the area and those older adults that live outside of downtown who would like to frequent the area? The number of older adults moving into Wilmington warrants serious consideration in this discussion. Making downtown safe, walkable, and having a grocery store would go a long way to enhance downtown. What would you say to Lori?
Well, I would agree that we need to have a downtown that's accommodating to a wide variety of citizens. And downtown does have, you have to think about lifestyles and what people's individual needs are. So it's not always us downtown against the suburbs, for instance. There are some people that want to make decisions that they want to live in a small condo that is on a golf course or at the beach. So not everyone's going to want to be within the downtown framework, but anyone that comes downtown needs to have a good infrastructure. It needs to be walkable. They need to be able to find and quickly use parking amenities, whether it's a parking garage or on-street parking. They need to have quick and convenient access to that. Safety is a given. It has to be safe. It has to be well lit. And downtowns, for better or for worse, sometimes get more attention than they deserve, perhaps, for public safety issues. But as you look across the society, unfortunately, there's all kinds of public safety incidents that happen everywhere. But downtown seems to have perhaps a higher standard in some cases. But it's also a place that is very open and diverse. And it's the one place in the community where you can see a kid carrying a skateboard that may have tattoos and piercings bump up against an elderly woman who's down with their grandkids looking at public art. And that exchange happens, and they can give each other a head bob or say hello or have some other, maybe even inconsequential exchange. But that sense of community, the sense of diversity that happens downtown and interaction is something you just don't get anywhere else. And it's part of what makes our fabric better.
One of the issues that Lori raised mm-hmm. was a grocery store, for instance.
Sure.
Why is that a difficult get for Wilmington downtown? Why is it difficult for a large grocery store to come into this area?
Well, it's difficult for a number of reasons, and not just Wilmington. A lot of our urban areas are underserved with grocery stores in particular. And the companies themselves, I've sat and talked with and recruited many of our large companies that have grocery stores in the past, and they have a very defined business model of what they look for in terms of the number of people that are within a certain 5 to 10 mile drive of downtown.
You say, you mean residents.
Residents,
the number
correct.
Of people who actually live within a certain mileage.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. exactly. What the income of that household is, how much disposable income do they have? And one of the challenges we face in downtown Wilmington is that when you start, and they typically draw these circles of a 5 mile circle or a 3 mile circle and help define what those numbers are. And when you look at our circle, when you start running that number, We, of course, run into river and marshland to the east, so we don't necessarily have the demographics that some of these businesses look for because part of our population is diffused.
So about how many more people would we need to move into the downtown area to qualify, to make sense for a large grocery store chain?
We would need another 7,000 people or so.
And there are some projects on the horizon.
There are. There are. Right now, we have about 600 housing units that are announced or under construction. Most of those are apartments. And that is part of our economic development strategy for downtown, is to grow more residents in downtown, because that then becomes an economic development opportunity for us to recruit more businesses in, because they can better serve those people that are here.
And we're going to talk more about some of these new projects on the horizon coming up. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. Today we're talking about downtown Wilmington, the challenges and opportunities. In the studio today is Ed Wolverton, president and CEO of Wilmington Downtown, Inc. Coming up after the break, Historic Wilmington Foundation's executive director, George Edwards, will join us. How do you think Wilmington's downtown area should grow? Are the new developments in line with the history and culture of the Wilmington area? What do you think is missing from downtown, if anything? Give us a call and let us know what you think. 910-343-1138. You can send emails to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us @coastlinehqr. This is Coastline.